Maharaj, the Ghatabhashyam that you just mentioned, the different philosophies, is it related to what we saw in Mandukya Karika, where you explained Sat, Asat, Vada?
Exactly.
Asat, Sat.
Yes. It is there everywhere Shankaracharya goes. Everybody, the fact is, however great a man, every man will have only few ideas. Only he changes language. That is all. But it is very helpful for us. In fact, that is what we are practicing. When you say that I am worshipping God, and if you are asked, who is God? Says, He is my creator. Allah created the whole universe, isn't it? God created the whole world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everybody's Ishta Devata creates his world, isn't it?
Yes.
Even though God creates the world, who creates that God?
Our minds.
Ah. And then you go on saying all other gods are, subservient. In the Sri Suktam also you get, Tribhuvana Gurus Tarunyai. All the Devakantas are dasis to Sri Mahalakshmi. Yeah. So, it is not to bring a conflict, but to say that is the speciality of Hinduism. Even if you take a piece of stone, call it my Ishta Devata, but that Ishta Devata is elevated to the position of a Brahman, in other words. If a horse can be elevated. You know, there are some people who worship dogs also.
Oh, Bhairava.
And we are all worshipping rats also.
Mushika. Yes, sir.
We have no problem. Yeah. So, the idea is, take up any idea how you want to imagine God. And imagine in that your peculiar God, the all-pervading God. That is the idea.
Yeah. Sure. Thank you, Maharaj.
All right.
What else, Bhagavan?
Okay, Daniel.
So, with this cause and effect and clay and pot, am I right in thinking that we don't really question, for dreams, we don't ask ourselves, how is the creation happening inside of the dream? We don't think about the manifested matter inside of the dream because we know it's a dream. And is it similar with this creation in the sense that when we talk about cause and effect, what we're talking about is what is causing the entire waking state. It's not about what's causing what's inside of this manifestation.
Okay, let me give you two answers.
Yep.
The first answer is that so long as we are dreaming, we do not think or call it a dream.
No.
It is just like waking state.
Yeah.
But upon coming out, you don't say it is not, nothing. I created it.
Yeah.
So, if I exist, whose creation is that? Mine. And if I am real, my creation will be real or unreal?
It will be real.
So, then, what is it? This is a wonderful, wonderful analysis. Ramana Maharshi had explained it so beautifully. Somebody put this kind of question, but when we wake up, that everything that we have dreamt of will be non-real, isn't it?
Yeah.
His answer was, you are putting a wrong question. Your waking hunger is appeased only by your waking food. In dream, suppose you are dreaming that you are hungry.
Yeah.
Will the dream eating appeases your hunger or not?
Probably, yes.
Yes, in your dream,
yeah,
your hunger is completely appeased. You may have stomachache also.
Yeah.
If you have overeaten because it is very tasty, it can also create stomachache, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that stomachache real or unreal?
It is real.
So long as you are in that state, it is real. So, Gaudapada wants to continue that do not say anything is unreal. From the other state's point of view, the other two states are unreal. Everything is real because if Brahman is real, who is going through all these three states? Only Brahman.
Yeah.
Pure consciousness. I am in the waking. I am in dream. I am in the deep sleep state. right?
Yes.
But what is the problem? The problem is not that they are not, they are unreal. That's why the concept of unreality is so difficult to understand. Unreality doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Broken reality, changing reality is called unreality. You understand now?
Yes.
Everything is real. But to understand that everything is real, when you go beyond the three states, and until you reach beyond the three states, every state is real, whichever state we are. Right? You are with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
So nothing is unreal. When we are in the waking, that is real. When we are dreaming, that is real.
Yeah.
When we are in deep sleep, that is real. There is no unreality there. So what is unreality is, the deep sleep comes to an end, therefore it is unreal, changing. The waking state comes to an end, therefore it is also unreal. Then we come to the dream state, that also comes to an end. So it is going on and on. So the point is, to say that everything is real, everything is Brahman, one has to go beyond the three states, and then we understand that everything is real, sarvam kalvidam brahma. Everything is Brahman. You understand now?
Yes.
So long as there is a mind, everything is real. But once we go beyond the mind, who is going to cogitate or think whether it is real or unreal? Even the question whether it is real or unreal comes only when?
In the mind.
So, how the Upanishads, Gita, Bible, Quran wants to tell us how to go beyond the mind. That is the real purport of every scripture. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Pranam, Swamiji, Guruji, Maharaji, Pranam.
Okay.
Maharaji, my question is also related somewhat to the real and unreal only. And the question more specific was that as spiritual seekers, sadhakas, are pursuing this dhyatma jnanam or brahma jnanam, it doesn't absolve us to keep our awareness of the relative reality or the, you know, the samanya jnanam. We are meant to be, how relevant is it, is the question.
Okay. It is very relevant, because when you think that this is a changing stage, then your mind develops more tolerance. A baby is crying, so you know that that is baby's nature. But as soon as he grows up, it changes. So that is why you are able to tolerate the baby. Otherwise, the first bathing, the baby will be thrown out with the bath water also. Now you understand, somebody honors you, somebody hates you. Everything is changing, because tomorrow both of them can change. Yeah, the person who says, I love you, I can't live without you. After some time he says, I love you, I cannot live without you.
Right, and so it is relevant.
It helps us.
Helps us, yeah.
But it is not unreal, because if everything is Brahman, where from does this unreality, a second unreality comes?